The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, in the Simen where it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch all kinds of days that are Yimei Tzoro, Yimei Tainis, he brings down that there's an Indian that in the year 1244, which is Hey Alofim, the Dalit, Mamas, the beginning of the Elef HaChamishi, there was a Gezeira Neira that 24 wagon loads of Sifrei Kodesh, Gemara, was no printing, then everything was written, was Nisraf. There's a famous Kino that we say on Tisha B'Av that was written by the Maram in Rottenburg, Sha'al Yisrufa Ba'esh, is referring to that event. It happened in the same place where a few years earlier the Rabbanim had burnt the Ram of Gemara Nevuchim. It happened on Erev Shabbos, Kodesh Parshas Chukas, and the date was Tes Tammuz. Yet, it's brought down, the Magen Avraham is bringing from the Shibuli Halekit and others, that there's a minig that on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, is the Goyim Tzayim. They designated it to the day of Erev Shabbos Chukas, not Tes Tammuz. Maybe the reason is because there was a Shaila that was sent, the Rabbanim of that door, they sent the Shaila B'Chaloyim, the Zazam Musig, and the answer back was, in the Parsha, Zois Chukas HaTorah. The Targum says, Do Gezeiras Eiraisa. And it's a Gezeirah Himofonai. That was the message of it. Now, Bob, we have the Parsha of Parah Aduma. And according to some Rishonim, Tosfos and Brachos, there's a Girsa, Dafid Gimel and the Ritva, and Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Shantz, that the same way we know that Parsha Zohar is a Deiraisa, there are Rishonim that say Parsha Parah is a Deiraisa. And the question, of course, is Shenemar. Parsha Zohar, it says, Zohar is Asherosel of Amalek. That's what we read. And that's what we're saying, Zohar. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to be mazkir, thinking of Parshas Parah? The stipler in Birchas Peretz says that it's actually the Makaris from the Pasuk in Parshas Metzora, that over there it says, V'hizartem is b'nei Yisrael, mitum oisom. Over there there's an Azhorah that you should be mazkir them on the Yonam of Tumah and Tyre. The Chassam Sofer says that actually it is mentioned in the Parsha. Zois chukas ha-Torah shetziva Hashem leimar. The leimar is that there's a din amira of Parshas Parah. You have to know the Gedorim when Avada. Not from the Arab Parshas. What? Dorcha Shulchan. Parah Aduma, of course, on one hand it's Bo L'chaper, and even though we say no one knew the time, but on the other hand it says that it's Bo L'chaper. Like Moshe Hadarshan knows the time. Shlomo HaMelech doesn't know the time, and Moshe Hadarshan does know the time. Rashi brings from Moshe Hadarshan, Tovay Ein V'tekanach Tzoyas B'no. The pasta says that Avada, this that Paraduma is a kapora for the Cheta Egel, that the concept of Paraduma as a kapora is Avada move on. It's Tovay Ha'em that the Kanat Tzayas Benot. The concept of Paraduma is Metaher is what was beyond conception because it's Metaher Temeyim, Metami Tahirim, and that we don't understand. But the emes is that the Svarim explained, as many Mishchois, but the Shoyrish Advarim is the Nakuda, why it's able to be Mechaper. Is because we accept that it's Seder Tahara is a choik. As Klal Yisrael accepting it as choik, Mimela, that's what's Mechaber. Because Cheta Egel was that they took an initiative, they thought of an idea, like this, and like we know, all the Svarim explained that the Tikkun of Mishkan was Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem. So the Oymek of accepting the Shvitz choik is what's Mechaber. Now on the other hand, there's a stickle problem because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Shloisha Nitnu b'moro, and according to the Girsa Lefaneinu, and Rashi brings it in a few places, Shabbos kibara be'ein v'dinim. But there's actually a Girsa, Shabbos para aduma v'dinim. Rashi himself, in Parshas Mishpatim, brings Shabbos av para aduma v'dinim. It could be it said, chof aleph v'chof aleph kibar av v'kibar ein, and then someone changed it to a pei, or maybe it said a pei, and someone changed it to a chof. Lamaisa, the Gemara in Sanhedrin certainly says kibar av, but there are makaris that it's from para aduma, which is a problem because moro was before the Cheta Egel. Now, if you tell me that the Cheta Egel is Mechaper, the Paraduma is Mechaper for the Cheta Egel, it's quite hard to understand that it's Mechaper for the Cheta Egel if it was Nitan before the Cheta Egel. But maybe that's the Choik. Yeah, you don't understand it. Yeah, that's the Choik. Lemaisa, we say Mimora in the Piyut on Parshas Pora, we say Mimora Chuka Gozra. From the fact that it's from Mora shows us that it's a Chuka. Don't go tell me, Rav Moshe Adarshan's Pshat, that it makes sense. It's Nitin and Mora, that's the Prova, that Avad it's a Choik. But as we're saying, the Nakuda that Klai Yisrael accepts itself as a Choik is what makes it able to be Mechaper. There's a famous Maisa, I don't know if it happened or didn't happen, but the Alexander Rebbe always used to say over this Maisa, that there was a certain time when the Christians came with it, say, they should make a debate with the Yidden, which is the right day, and there's going to be like a competition. So they didn't know who to send. Finally, one touched the Yid said, "I'll come. I'll ask a question. We'll see whoever stumps the other one in the answer." So he asks the bishop that's representing them. He asks him, "What's the taich? Any a day?" So he said, "I don't know." So that's it. So they 1-0. That's it. Finished. So they asked the Yid afterwards, "How'd you have this gewaldic einfall to ask this question?" He says, "Listen, I'll tell you. I also in the Chumash Yisur said any a day. I didn't know what it meant. I asked my friend who knows a little more than me, and he said, a face list. I went to the Rav of the Shul, and I asked him, he also said, a face list. A few months ago, a big Rav Tzadik came to the city. I went to ask him also, and he said, a face list. I said, this Rav didn't know, and the Grace of the Bishop Zichron doesn't know. What was the point, though? Zayda had that itself, the Rebbe. The Pshat is, though, the Ich Veis Nisht is the Yeshua, is the Hatzalah, is the Nakuda that's Maila, because Tobim Tia. But Avadetz Dover Yadua, that's only by Ben Adam L'Mokayim. By Ben Adam L'Chaveri, a person Chas V'Shalom can't have this attitude. Bilam tells the Malach. Vayomer Bilam, Malach Hashem, Chatosi, Ki Lo Yadati, I didn't know. Yeah, that's the problem. In Ben Adam L'Chaveri, I didn't know he had a tzara, I didn't know to help. So don't make sure you know. In Ben Adam L'Mokayim, the Anhog is Fakeret, Echveis Nishta, I go Tom and Tiyim Hashem Alekech. In Ben Adam L'Chaveri, Avadetz Nishta Zayim. The emphasis is this shirish of this nechud is vaita by Doma ben Asina Kiyudua, the famous Gemara Kiddushin, that he was muzar, nizhar, b'miyuchad, and kibbut av'eim. He didn't want to let his father up, even at the expense of losing the sale of an even yikara for the ephod, or for the choshem, achalik s'vishayim. And it says, the next year it was noilan hipara aduma. So the mefarshim say, the nechud was, the emphasis was oila kitrig. This goy, the way he's so moist and nefesh, kibbut av, even more than Klal Yisrael, it's mala kitrig than Klal Yisrael. And was given back his no, but what about Parah Aduma? Which again, it's the play on words. In Mora, they were given Shabbos, Kibbut Av, Parah Aduma, and Dinim. But Kibbut Av and Parah Aduma, that's all the difference. They say maybe this guy was totally Ibrigegeben on a mitzvah that's not a choik. Maybe that's he's able to hold thereby over Parah Aduma, being Makabel choik. The pasuk says, "V'lokhu latome me'afar sreifa sachatos." The Rosh Hashanah of latome me'afar sreifa sachatos is limoyshe. Latome me'afar sreifa sachatos. But if you mahapich the oisius, you mix them up, it comes out the shloima. Because it says, "Bikesh kaheles liyos kemoyshe." Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Bikesh kaheles wanted to be chavitz. He wanted to be like Moshe, like because limoyshe was kesidron, but shloima didn't understand it. Now the emes is Shlomo HaMelech didn't understand, and his kasha was the ipcha mistabra of mahtaher temeim etam etahiru. Moshe Rabbeinu asked this question as well. Mipnei ma'ish tzadik v'roloi rosha v'toyvli. The oimek of mahtaher temeim etam etahiru, that it doesn't go synchronized the way you think the teva would run, is the same question as tzadik v'roloi rosha v'toyvli. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Shlomo HaMelech were asking the same question. They were asking, why do bad things happen to good people? Someone wrote a book about it, please. What's the pshat? So that's what licked in the message of Parah Aduma. What's the teretz? Not only for the teretz, what's the teretz? It's not a difference what the teretz is. We have to do what we have to do. We are shluchim, lamokoyim, and Be'emes the Sforam, that was the chet of the Meraglim. They taka saw that there's anokim. They taka saw that maybe the door in the midbar was so protected, and maybe they're not going to be mesugal taka to go. And maybe they were right. The shikul was right. It wasn't so pashat. But lemaisa no. Medavton. Medavton. You know, just go and you have to do what you have to do. That's what the choik is. And it's interesting. Parah Aduma is either with a vav or without a vav. Parah the vav and the aduma, not the parah. But the parah Aduma without a vav is Gematria Purim. Parah Aduma with a vav is Gematria Machaper. And that's taking the two in Yonim. There's the Parah Aduma that's like Purim, it's Venahapachu, it's Metar Tameim, Metame Tehoirim. But as a Machaper, and that's also what's interesting, the Remez, we know that Shom Som Loi Chayku Mishpat is a Remez for the different mitzvahs that were given in Mora. Shom Som Loi Chayku Mishpat. So they say Chayk is Parah Aduma, but it could be Shom is Parah Aduma. Shom is 340, is Gematria Parah Aduma. And also by Thomas Shom Miriam, Mises Tzadikin, is like Parah Aduma. That's also the Shom the Misa Sadikim also is that Nekuda of Mechaper. That message we're going to get to Miriam afterwards, but it says, there's a few things that it says, Misa Sadikim is Mechaper, as the Paraduma, in Bas'ayin state, what does it mean, Misa Sadikim is Mechaper? You know, even a tzaddik, sometimes has an afilo. That's Misa, that he has an afilo. So he thinks, well, he gets the spoil, it doesn't... The Misa Sadikim is also Machaper. The reason you're having an Afila is Gufa, that you should strike from it and grow from it. The Sheva Yipo Tzaddik is a Siva for the Bekor, not in spite of the Nefilas. That we said in the Haftarah in Parshas Bamidbar, V'hoya b'mkoyim asher yoyim lo yamiyatem yoyim lechem b'nikelchoy. From that same place, from that place of weakness, that's where you're going to get the Shlagin. Misa Sadikim Machaperis. It's interesting taich. Oh, so it says, we're still holding in the beginning, it is still to the Paraduma Sha'im Bamu Mashalloy Allah oil. So there's a vart from the Chayzim of the Blin. He says, Asher'im Bamum, someone who thinks that it's loyal Allah, that it's aim by mum, he thinks he's perfect, he's way off the boat, it's like Allah Allah oil. He didn't even accept upon himself Omar Shemaim. A person has to know that he's here for doing attacking things, he's not perfect. Right? Amarti echkema, but he rechaykim emenu. There's still much more to do. It's interesting. They had in Erech, in the learning of Yemi, the Gemara says that one man Gemara says you can be metakin the chet of lashon hara. You learn Torah, because lishna toiva is mesakin to the lashon hara. But the other man Gemara says no. Siper ain't like takana. Once you mesak lashon hara, there's no tikkun. Rather, learn Torah so you shouldn't compensate lashon hara. 2 days in the Gemara. Siper ain't like takana. So there's pshat. One shot is a keep shot. Siper, someone that already said Lashon Hara. Engloy, if he doesn't have money and he lost his money, he should know Takana, that's his tikkun. Shouldn't complain why he lost his money. The fact that he was Mesaper, the Engloy is his Takana. But there's another shot that's Meshach Shachit to hear is Siper is a Lashon of Noifech, Saper V'yohalan. You think you're a perfect diamond. If that's what you think, Engloy Takana, you're way off both. You have to know Engloy Mumashalelo, you have to know Adarabba to try to remind yourself, Misa Sadikim, Mechaperis, you're going to fall, you're going to pick up again. There's a mahalach, there's a system to the madness. Yeah, there's all the sugyas of Tum and Tara, Nistar Regalachas, but one Indian, interesting, the Chuda, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Bachalal Cherev. The Gemara says, Cherev Hareyu Kichalal. It's Gemara, Nazar, it's Mishnais, and all this Iberal. The Yisrael is that Cherev, now what's Cherev? It's a machalikis Rishonim. Some Rishonim say Cherev means daft a sword. Not only means not the sword, it means the sword that killed the person. If there's a dead body with a sword in it, and he was killed by the sword, then the sword has the same da'arav of tumah as the mace. A lot of Rishayim, that's a shitas yachad, a lot of Rishayim learning means any kli matchis, any metal kli. And the Rambam grab the shita is, in Pishim Shnais, I think also in Yad, even by other kelim. You have to know the what's called cherif. But I'll put him cherif right to chalal. The yisoid is b'derav chalal by transfer of tumah. Let's talk about maga. Because in oil, it's a whole different system. If it's bechalal, cherev, harei, chalal, by oil. But let's talk about by Thomas Maga. The derakal, whenever you talk about Thomas Maga, whatever the tumah touched something, the thing that got touched is a level lower. The mace is avia voice. The noga, the mace, whether it's a kli or an adam, is av. The av that touches something else becomes rishon. A kli could still be rishon. Beyond that, adam mekalim doesn't go beyond that. But the oichel could become a shein, each one becomes a shlishi. Maga. But now we have a rule, cherev harev kechalal. So if a cherev touches a mace, like the sheep, that's what stabbed him, or even if not, a klimatis touches a mace, the cherev also has a din of avia voice. The adam that touches that cherev, after it's not touching the mace anymore, is also going to become av. Avad, if a cherev touches another cherev, it also goes down, though. It doesn't work like that. That's already a separate shmos. But a cherev that touches an av becomes av. And then there's a big machlekes, the Rashban, Mamish, Omfan, Chulin, the Beis, the Kimmel, the Rashban, Reb Chanal, and Chulin. What about a cherev that touches a rishon? You have to admit that's a rishon, and a cherev touches it. Now, cherev is a kli. A kli never becomes a shein. That's the rule. Only food becomes a shein. But it's not supposed to become a shein. It's supposed to become a rishon, cherev. So it's b'chalikis rishon. The pashtus, the taich is, if you learn this yisoid, a kli can't become a shein. That's the yisoid. Okay, but a cherev that touches a rishon could become a rishon. But maybe that's not the Yisoid. The Yisoid is not that a Kli doesn't become a Shein. The Yisoid is Rishon is not Metame Kelim. Rishon is only Metame Oichel and Amashka. So the Rishon won't be Metame, the Cherev. Irrelevant if the Cherev, if it would be Tame, would become Rishon. Let it become Abiyah voice. I don't care. Let it become El Zayden. But a Rishon is not Metame a Kli. But that's the Nakuda. When we say that Rishon is only Metame Oichel and Amashka, is it because a Rishon is not Metame a Kli? Or is it because Only Eichel Machpin can become Sheni. This is the Nechud of the Machlokes. Yeah, but we're going now preparing the Paradum. It says you do Shchito, and the Gemara says first that it's like a Karban Chatos. And it's interesting because the Gemara in Chul and Dafir Aleph discussing what's the Makar for Roiv, and there's many Pshatim with the Makar of Roiv, is one of the Pshatim the Gemara brings is Para Aduma, that it says you sheft it, and then you surf it, and Makish is Sheikh the Shlema, surf a Shlema, so you didn't check if there's Trafis. How do you know maybe there's a Trafis, there are Yudchas Trafis, more also? There's so many Trafis, maybe the behemoth is a Trafis. Elamah, you say Roiv of them is not Trafis. And that's one of the Gemara's Makars. The Velt Frag that the Targum Yoyosin over here on the Pasuk, the Shachat Oysa says, the Shachat Oysa, the fun of the Yiddikeh, the Timnei Sreik Trafin, check about the 18 Trafis. How are you going to check? It says, first, the Gemara says you have to be Serifit Shlema. How are you going to check? So, there's a Pshat that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank brings from Reb Chaim Berlin. The Tosfos Shabbos Daf Chav Beis says that the Anani HaKavod had X-ray power. I don't think Tosfos says X-ray, but he says Yochel Estakel Al Chavos Veliris Mashi Yesh Bifnim. You were able to see inside. This is called Rentgen. That's the name of the French fellow that accidentally came across it. But X-ray or Rentgen of Vasim Hazel, the Anani HaKavod had that power. So the first part of Duma that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the Targum Yonasan can rightfully say the Yivdik B'Tim Neishar X-rays, and you were able to check with the Anani HaKavod. Afterwards, we know the second Parah was from Ezra, and then there's a Machlekes Tanoim, if there was another six or another eight at the Ponim, besides Moshe, Ezra, and those other ones, the tenth one will be Shiach Titan. But from Moshe all the way to Aliyah to the Mikdash Sheni was all the Tkuf of Shiloh, and the Ersta Mikdash was that Ersta Parah Duma. But that one was Hakan Nivdak with Timnei Sreik Shreifim, because the Anani HaKavod was able to check. Which leads me to a Shiloh that I was wondering about, in why nowadays do we not check all the Shreifis? Let's say milk, you want to drink milk. How do you know? Maybe the milk is from a trefa animal. How do you know the milk? I know people don't eat milk. They were, maybe it's a trefa. But if, I mean, I have a solution. Shecht the animal every time you milk it. I mean, it's going to be expensive, but every time you milk it, shecht it afterwards, check if it's trefa, and then drink the milk. And, you know, people think milk comes in a carton. It comes from the cow. But the shayla is, there's a way you can, with fancy technological X-ray, MRI, PRB, whatever machines, you can check all the traits of the animal. So why not machoyis to do it? What's the heter to drink milk? Because the heter is yisaymechan roiv. Yisaymechan roiv. Or it's roiv, the ikel of rurei. Nowadays, it's ikel of rurei. We have an anani kavod. We have a... So I wanted to tanya chiddush. I don't know. I'm not interested in poisik. Read around the Indian. I wanted to tanya that in the rule of ikel of rurei, it's only if you can devour all of it. And even if there would be some fancy machines with X-rays and this, it's not posh that it would be able to demamish be mavar every single one of the trefis. And there's an attitude of oy hakol oklum. Ikel avuri is only if you're going to be mavar. There's a shayla by sfeik sfeik. If ikel avuri chat sfeik, if you say it. Oh, but then I was bothered. L'maisa mistama with technology today, you can mistama have a piece of gorgor, a piece of NSA, VDE, chveis, mamish, gano, you're going to see everything. Terror says, yeah? In the chanami, but that's taka too expensive. That's not ikel avuri. The same way we said, there's no ikel avuri to shech the behavior every time you drink milk. You have to know the dharma, what ikel avuri requires of you. There's no reasonable price equal to on all of the trafis. If there is, so okay. No,
so
Avada. That's also a factor. Avada. That's another thing, yeah, but I'm talking about...
The other
there's a chilek like, I mean, that, but I'm talking about... We started clapping the Etzim Gemara, but the Gemara Shtel Van Roy.
It also depends on the character, but also where Shtel.
100%.
Right.
That's all part of the Gedon of Ikel Avuri. The Pasuk says, V'shachat Oysa Lefonov. Rashi says, Shehzor Shoichet, you don't need a coin for the Shechita, but Loza Roya. What's this then, a Loza Roya? So there's an interesting pshat, it's a Yeshivish pshat. You need two Eidim. You need a Loza Roya, you need two Eidim. Why? B'derek la'irechanem v'surin. But the reason why B'derek la'irechanem v'surin is because you believe in Eidecha, even though, because it's the Yodoy, even though it's a Schazik, because it's Eidim and Achai, Eidecha is Nehman, Agan Sasugin. But by Par Adumi, you're not planning to eat it. What do you want to do with it? You want to use the ashes to be Matar, someone who's Bechesk Astuma. So, the Hagador, you're going against two Chazakas. The Chazaka, whether the cow was shechted correctly or not, and there's an Eidecha, Eidim and Achai, that it's Bechesk Astuma, Shochot. But not the two, you want to know also if this is going to be Matar, that fellow who has Kastuma. Negit Svei Chazakas, you can't use the Eidecha, that's why you need Taka, a second aid. That's a Chiddush to Kipshat. The Gemara brings in Nida, near the end of the Masechta Nida, the Samach Tes, Tana Rabbanan. What? I was thinking about that, but maybe, first of all, Shalom Aleichem, it's good to see him, with the number. I was thinking, since we don't eat Paradum, and that's what I hinted before, I was Maram or something, then as he's standing with us, the Cheskas, Eber Menachai, the behemoth with the Cheskas, Tum of the person, the Torah says, yeah, because you're not planning to eat Paradum. What's this Paradum before? For being retired. So both Chalakim are one topic.
It's only in your question about it.
Okay, yes, Lord. The Gemara says, Tan Rabban Shneima Sadvarim Shalu Anche Alexandra es Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. The Anche Alexandra asked them 12 questions, and the Gemara breaks them up into 4 categories: 3 Divrei Chokma, 3 Divrei Hagarta, 3 Divrei Boris, and 3 Divrei Derecheres. The questions of Divrei Boris was, Ishtoi Shaloit, question number 1, Ishtoi Shaloit, she turned into salt. Is she tummy? Right? A body, a dead body is tummy, but Ishtoi Shaloit turned into salt. Is the salt tummy? So he said a drasha, no. Meis v'loi melech. The second question was, Ben HaShunamis. We know that Elisha was Mechaya Mason, the son of the Shunamis. So, the shayla is he Mekabel Tumah? Now, when? I think they had a tzad that even after he got up, and like it's 3 years later, and he's not even with the Stavrusa, he's Aviyah Baisa Tumah. So, I think that was the shayla.
On the Mafreya, you see he wasn't the Mace.
Oh, on the Mafreya, what, it was Naga? I don't know. I was thinking like that. And the Gemara said, no, Meis Metam V'loi Chai. So that's not so much like that. The third Shiloh was, La'asid Lavoi, by Tchias HaMeisim, are the Meisim that are come L'Tchia, gonna need Hazoyas Paraduma, Shlishi V'Shvi. I mean, they woke up, now they're not dead. Interesting, the Mashavari has an awful lot of Akronim. You could clear on the Shunamis also if he needed Hazoyas Paraduma. And you can clear on Noshim Shekamim L'Tchia, whether they're gonna be Metam L'Meis. But that's a setup. Now let's take one at a time. First on the Shunamis.
The Shunamis,
we'll talk a few minutes, yeah? Yeah, Tzarfus was first, I know. There's a story that happened a few years earlier. Eliyahu Anavi was Mechaya, the Ben HaTzarfus. Why did the Gemara only clear on the Ben HaShunamis? So the Rishash says that the Ben HaTzarfus wasn't really dead, it was CPR, and it was as a Mamish Natriyas HaMeisin. The Tzlach says, an interesting shot, he brings the Toysin and the Ksubis, and the Ramban talks about it also, that Tzadikim are not Matam, the Ramban writes in the Parashir also, and he makes a cheshbon that the Ben Atzorfis was Taka Tzadik. Mashenki by the Ben Ashunamis it wasn't, which is not so posh, because it was Chavakuk, but maybe that's why it was more of an issue. Lamaisa Toysis asks, by Eliyahu with the Ben Atzorfis, that Eliyahu was a Kohen, so how was he able to al-hayelet. So Tosfos says, since it was Barer that he was going to be Mechayim Mesim, so it's Pikuach Nefesh. Very modern Tosfos. Since it was Barer that he's going to be Mechayim Mesim, it's Pikuach Nefesh. I mean, Pikuach Nefesh, you don't have to be Barer. Even by Sof, you can do Pikuach Nefesh. Yeah, but him, he's already dead. So then who says this Pikuach Nefesh? An interesting new gather in Tosfos, that when it's Barer Sheichayehu, it will be Pikuach Nefesh. In the Pischei Nida, he brings an interesting shot, that the reason why they declared it dafka by the Ben Ashunam is, he says like this, when a person doesn't die because of chait, then it's not matam and meis. And okay, for derecha, everyone, it's Adam Arishan and this, but everyone has epis of chait, Adam Ashalay Asatoy, the Layachtam. Aber it's mevur, Eliyahu Anabi took the mafteach. This is based on a medrash on Yerushalmi. Eliyahu Anabi took the three mafteachos, Geshomim, Parnosa, and Trisa Mason. Yeshom and Parnosas together, giving birth and Trisamis. So Eliyahu HaNavi took the Geshem one, and he made a Batsoiris in times of Acha for 3 years. Now Hashem wanted it back, but according to Rashi and Tainus, you're allowed to give away one of the Mefteches, just not all of them. So he arranged for this Ben HaTzarfus to be dead, so Eliyahu should request the Trisamisim key, but by default would have to give back the Geshem one. Oy Bazoi, his death wasn't Machmas Chet, it was for this Cheshvan. And the Mela, it's not Mitami. Now the third child, which was La'asid Lavoi, there are those that learn La'asid Lavoi, it doesn't mean when they're going to come up. First of all, when they're going to come up, what are they going to be wearing? If they're going to be wearing their Tachrichim, so even if they're not Tami, because they're alive, but the Tachrichim is an Avatoma, and they're for sure Rishon L'Tumah, they're touching their Tachrichim. What? Yeah, I said, I don't know which begotten. It's going to come in a frock, or are you wearing the tachrichim? I don't know. If it's the tachrichim, it's a shtickle problem, because the Unless you say the same way the dead body becomes alive, so the tachrich also is like, oistumma, ma mechtes, it's a tummy, it's a kli. So the chayrat shechash be rishon l'tumma. I heard of Pshah once, it's b'chalal not clearing on them. It's clearing, there's a lot of shyness about it. When Tchiyas HaMeisim is that the shul going to be right away Olam Haba, or like, what's exactly the system? There is a mahalach we're showing that there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim, but then Olam can hug people are going to die. And the question is going to be, what's the gather of death then? Is there going to be Tumas? It's already a different matzav. It's not Tchiyas HaMeisim, it's Kulay B'lichek, but that's what the Gemara was clearing. It's interesting, Nekuta. We know that the Gemara says in Brachas that hey, that Rabbi Yochanan Rahman al-Islam had 10 children, he lost all of them, and when he became to be Menachem people, he would say, Dein garmo dasira bir, this is the bone from my 10th child, who the Medrash says he had a misa mishul, he fell into a hot, there was a huge vat of hot oil, he fell into it, and that's why is he carrying around one little bone? Because there was nothing left. The entire body was in Gansan disintegrated. Now, B'shaila, so how is he walking around with the etzim? You have to bury it. So some say it was a tooth, and I don't know, I think you'd have to bury a tooth also, I don't know. Maybe you don't have to bury the
baby tooth.
The baby tooth, right? You know? I mean, the theory takes it, you get $5. But I don't know. I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, he says that the bone that Rabbi Yochanan was going with was the loose bone. Because we know there's a bone called the loose bone, which the Mr. Brewer brings, that when eating Lava Malka, it gets the Mizoinus. Because this loose bone only gets Chiyas from Lava Malka. That's why the loose bone doesn't get Tumas Meis and doesn't die. Because death came because of Chet Eitz Hadas, which Adam Rishon ate, whatever the fruit was. It wasn't an apple, but he ate it on Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon is not Malava Malka. So the loose bone didn't get Hana from the Eitz Hadas, and that's why the loose bone lives. That was the bone that Rabbi Yochanan was carrying around. It's interesting though, because I saw the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Yeridei Shin Lamed Zayin, he brings based on the Gemara and the Zvachim, that the Gemara says we should have a problem because the Meisei Mabul and the Meisei Nebuchadnezzar, why was it Metamah? He says everything was disintegrated in the Mabul. He says, yeah, no, but the Luz was left. That's why it was Tumah there. The Gemara and Zvachim was telling that it's Tumah. Tumah there. It's where was the Tumah? The Meisei Mabul totally were destroyed. Yeah, but the Luz remained. And the Luz, what was Metamah? The Seis Nechassam Sofer learns that the Luz, it doesn't die, but it does have Tumas Meis. We're trying to suggest that it wouldn't be Tumas Meis. Lemaisa, there are those that say that whenever there's Misas Neshika, that's how the Ramban says it, that if Misas Sadikim is Misas Neshika, it's not with a Mashchis, that's why there's no Tumas Meis. So someone wanted to say that the Dein Garma the Sirai Beer, the child had Misas Neshika, and Misas Neshika is without Tumas Meis. So someone asked me, it says that he fell into a Yoyra Reisachas, a Mamsha, Misa Meshuna, so that can't be Misas Neshika, it's Stira? I don't know.
The Dorma was Misas Neshika?
That's a Machlekes Tanoim. That's a Machlekes Tanoim.
And what were you telling me?
Well, when they're going to become a chuyah afterwards, no, but...
No, but the mabul, the mabul, even though only the loz is left.
But what, forget, it shouldn't be tamei. It shouldn't be tamei b'chol. Let them have chiyas meisim. You can have chiyas meisim, but it still shouldn't be tamei. Ha'agufa.
This was always...
Ha'agufa. I don't know if that's considered the gedarim of tumah. Now, you have misa sikim, right, lama nismacha parshas Miriam to paraduma, because misa sadikim is mechaperes. The emes is, the loshen is, al pi Hashem. It says by Aaron and Moshe, by Miriam, it doesn't say Al Pi Hashem because it's not Orcha de Milsa, but Abad she also was Nifter Mrs. Nashika. The Chassam Sofer makes an interesting cheshvin. Miriam was Nifteres on Yud Nisan. They sat Shiva, he says, until Yud Zayin Nisan. It's interesting, Lachar the Chag, the Regal should stop the Avelus. No, this is the 40th year, right? It's not the beginning.
They didn't
work
back
from
Karim
Pesach,
they didn't have a
chag. No, it's straight. You didn't work from Karim Pesach, they didn't have a chag. It wasn't, it was 39 years after Matan Torah. But anyway, she was Nifter on Yud Nisan, and even though the Pesach stops the Avelis, there's a lot of rise that for certain Inyan, and we count seven. Lamoshel is an Inyan, you don't go up to the Matzeva till 7 days, you count seven. There's certain in Yonah that you count seven. So the Maaseh Zeltich Sam Sofer Steltich for the Be'er Miriam wasn't nistalik till the Klois HaShiva. That's what he wants to name on that. The Schus of Be'er Miriam was only nistalik with the Klois HaShiva. He says, okay, then the Be'er stopped. So they went around for 2-3 days till they complained for water. And then the story of the Mayim of the Meir Riva with the Be'er that Moshe is now researching, and that's the Chet Meir Riva, whatever he should have hit it or spoke, whatever the thing is, it happened on Chof Aleph Nisan. How about that? Chof Aleph Nisan is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. where Yabosha turned to Yam. And exactly over here, the same day, has that Mesugolos, that Chof Aleph Nisan was the day that the Mayim came out of the Evan. That's very interesting. The Mefarshim discussed Ba'arichos, the Rechaim has everything, but all the Mefarshim, what is the Chet of Mei Meriva Abad? It's a Dakas, Shebedakas, Meretvek, and Moshe Rabbeinu. But what's the Nakuda? Rashi Kipshute says that he was supposed to be Makeh, and he was supposed to be Medaber, and he was Makeh. You know, in Tfilas Geshem, we say Al Hasela Hoch. In Chayr, that's not the thing. That's not what he was supposed to do. Now, there's many Terutzim. The real Terutz is that Abad in Parshas B'Shalach, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to hit the rock, and that's when the Bear Miriam started, and Avada then it was Al Hasela Hoch. Now, later on, he was supposed to talk. Why Taka? So there's all kinds of Tyrus, but a very Gishmak and Akuda is that the MS, it says Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to speak to the rock. What exactly, what is he supposed to say? So, I don't know, there's like a Nusach, but the Medrash Tanchuma says, Shanei Alof Perek Echad, say a Shtikul Torah, say a Mishnah, say a Rambam, say a Tosfos, say a Pasuk, say something, say Torah. Torah is maybe mine. Parsha Shalach was before Matan Torah. How are you going to get water out of a rock? You got to give it a clap. The Medrash gives a mussel, a kid that's not bar mitzvah yet. And he's not, he gives a frass. Afterwards he talk, he explain. No, nowadays they say, right, different generation. But the Nakuda, you have to, the question is, after Matan Torah, then it's already. Yeah, but that's Kodem Antoyer. That's Barichas. We talked about the Kodem Antoyer again. But that's a different gather. When we say Ala Selahach, Ms. Dama, we're talking about the original by B'Shalach. There is a B'Shalach, no, that was saying Ala Selahach, that even if we did Chatoim, the Ebrister should give us Geshem anyways. Even if we do it the wrong way, it's Eichet as a Kavon. Interesting, the Kuda, the Ben Ezra brings that he was supposed to hit the rock, but he was only supposed to hit it once. And he hit it twice. So someone told me, so that's the B'Shalach. That in the Piyat, by Geshem, we say Ala Sela Hoch. It's only once. I know some people sing and they say Ala Sela Hoch Hoch. Then it's very, like the Ebenezer is nisht good. If it's only once, then like the Ebenezer, it's taka oiskal. Yeah, later on, we'll talk. By Yoimer El of Edoim, this is later on, Klai Yisrael wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. If you remember, all the way back at the beginning, V'loi Nochem Elikim Derech Eretz Plishtim. Why? Kikorivu. Meaning, Fakert, it should have. That would have been a faster way. Instead, went all the way around. And now they're coming into Derech Edoim. So they send a message to Edoim. So the Meshech Chochmah says, why didn't they send a message to Melech Edoim? Later in the parashah, there's Melech Amoim, the Sichoim Melech. What's Edoim? Says the Meshech Chochmah. Edoim is Western civilization. They had a parliament. There was no king, it was a democracy. He writes parliament, you can look it up in the Meshech Chochmah. Parliament. They had a parliament, they had a Mo'etzes Ha'am. So there was no one specific person you're sending a message to. You're sending to Edom, yeah? It's an interesting Nakuda.
So the month of the time that Kai's out of mouth.
Yeah, one second, let me just finish one second. Okay, you're going to Ramoishlim, Bo Yucheshboim. Al kein yoimru hamoishlim bo yucheshboin. The Gemara in Baba Basra, famous. Elu hamoishlim be yitzro, you should make a cheshbin. Now, beseder, it's a drash, and we learn many things from the words over here, but what's the nakud over here specifically? You know, Sichoin really wanted, you know, he had she'ifis. He wanted to have an empire. So he said he's going to take Amon, he's going to take Moyav, Shmeridik. He thought this is going to do good for him, right? But he came out punkfakert. We know the Gemara says in Gittin, Al Kotzeres Moyev. We're not allowed to start up with Amon and Moyev Klal Yisrael. So how did Klal Yisrael start up with Amon and Moyev? Amon and Moyev, Tiyaru B'Sichon. Because Sichon was Kibush then, so now it's a Kibush, it's Kibush. It's Kibush Sichon. From Kibush Sichon we can take it. So Sichon is angered because he comes first. He's going to have more. It's not always that because that's Al Kain Yom Ramoshla. Make a cheshbon, don't always achet. So this reminds me of a story I heard from Meshein, Rabbi Lemelech Bidman. Navar the details, but interesting. There was a group of four Yidden that were all holding in Parakesh Makadish for the seventh time. So there's a minute from Eretz Yisrael, you go to America, you get a driver, the driver takes 49% if he's a tzaddik, and what's it called? And then the people go into the shuls that are housed. So they made a deal, these four people are going to go around, and the Chazaras Hashatz. So So one of them insisted, they didn't know each other even. They was not known the driver ever. So he said, I'm going in first. I went in first. He said, what's not going to do? It's going to give it anyways after. I'm going in first. He was Misakash, they were Mavatat, he's going in first. The whole day, every show, he's going in first. But the same got the same. In Mitten, one of the other guys, not the first one, comes out with like a huge smile. The driver says, what's your story? He says, kind of shred me. You know? So he asks him after, what happened? He says, a guy gave me a check for $1,800. The people give quarters, dollars. Give me a check, $1,800. He said, I can't believe it. Let me show him. He showed him. He says, this guy's not a Gevir Bechlal. He's a nice guy. You know? So he went over to him a few days later. The driver says, what's your story? He says, listen, I pumped that business deal. I made $18,000. Mamash has a reingefallen. So I made a deal with a Kodesh Baruch. I wrote a check. The first guy that's coming in, I'm giving him a check, $1,800. He says, I don't understand. I know Gnoy, the people going in. There was a guy that was an option to go in first. He says, yeah, must be. I was still making my coffee or something. I don't know. And you think you're going to be the first. Okay, Nyoim Ramoishlim, Bayu Cheshbin, whatever's going to come to you, was Kumtsa Amenshet Kumin, Saibayfin Choik, Saibayfin Havana. That's how you have to know how to Ebersh the Fears the Welt.